Legend lives on from the Chippewa down to the big lake they call Hitchigumi. Lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the bride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and the captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night when the ship's bells rang, could it be the North wind they've been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound in the wind. Every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November came stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m., the main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know the love of God goes when the waves turn minutes to hours? Searchers all said they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Anchor on Rose Superior sings in the ruins of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, and the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember.
dusty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. Church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitche